There's a lot of dancing and playing around with the mask.
Amy Kirk Duvoisin, marketing director for the French Market, says if you're looking for Mardi Gras costume ideas, you might want a second line down to the French Market this weekend. She says, after all, a costume begins with a mask. Local and guest craftsmen will be on hand, bringing to life the art of mask making at the 29th annual Mardi Gras Mask Market.
With the mask vendors, you get a real sense of their dedication to the craft of mask making. You also get ideas about your costume. You may not even have thought you were going to costume for Mardi Gras until you see some of these masks and build your costume around it.
Duvoisin says the masks are anything but ordinary, as craftsmen aim to excite your senses as you choose who or what you'd like to parade as on the big day.
These are made out of leather, feather, neoprene, paper mache, everything you can imagine, from the kind of bizarre to the more traditional Mardi Gras carnival masks. You can get everything from bird faces to something more human looking to just these sort of very beautiful, simple, streamlined leather, a mask that will shape to your face and just slightly transform you, and know that you'll be able to keep them for years. They're collector's items, and they're also practical. These are things you hang on your wall and then put them back on your face next carnival season.
As you make that big decision, there'll be plenty of live music on two stages to get you into the carnival spirit.
We're kicking off Friday with the New Wave Brass Band, and then the rest of the weekend we have a really nice mix of trad jazz and brass band and funk music, everything from the Joe Cabral Trio, which is traditional jazz and Latin jazz. They'll be on Saturday in Dutch Alley, all the way to Russell Batiste's funk quartet. He'll be playing at the Farmers Market later that day. On Sunday, we have Cullen Landry and the Midnight Streetcar, kind of classic R&B New Orleans. And then we end the day with Ingrid Lucia and jazz. And then Monday, Lundi Gras, we've got the Joe Crown Trio and then Kid Merv and all that jazz. So we go from funk to traditional jazz that day, too. And there's other bands sprinkled throughout the day, both at the Farmers Market stage and in Dutch Alley.
And just across the way, at the old U.S. Mint, you'll find even more activities.
They're going to have, on Friday, their traditional Al Carnival Johnson event with him from 2 to 3:30. And then in their other spot in Dutch Alley, the Jazz Park, they're going to be showing films all weekend. Most of their films are about the history of jazz in New Orleans.
The mini-festival that is the Mask Market will have plenty of activities for children, from mask making to face painting to stringing together macaroni beads. There's even a mask making contest for revelers of all ages. You'll find plenty of food to tempt your taste buds and king cakes with exciting twists, including praline filled.
You can get every type of king cake you ever wanted, freshly made. That's down at the Farmers Market daily. There are fubus with crepes. We'll have po' boys, gumbo, all the traditional New Orleans-style foods.
The 29th annual Mardi Gras Mask Market kicks off Friday at 11 a.m. It winds down on Lundi Gras at 6 p.m. More info at frenchmarket.org. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.
I'm walking down St. John. Covering my face, I got all kinds of feathers in places I ain't never, but a Mardi Gras is not a disgrace. Hey now, mister, throw me something, mister, you know we gonna make a scene. Tomorrow I'll be quiet, but tonight I'm gonna riot for the yellow and the purple. New Orleans, you know I got just what it take. I was raised on the venom of a rattlesnake when they baptized me in the Pontchartrain Lake. Hey now, mister, throw me something, mister, you got what I need.